This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson is going to host the fourth hour. Always explosive, always incisive, always powerful. We're going to air some big excerpts of the Ted Nugent exclusive interview, Firestorms, what I'm calling it. And it's the best Ted Nugent interview ever. It's really the medicine America needs. It's up on InfoWars.com. I know you guys and gals are all awake. Get it out to everybody you know. It's on InfoWars.com. It's free. It's an hour and a half long. It's amazing. Inside his house, out there shooting, talking to him, his wife. It's in-depth. It's amazing. Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview, InfoWars.com. The Democrats have run full-page ads in the New York Times calling for civil war, the overthrow of the president. Rob Reiner has said we're in a civil war. You got hashtag hunt Republicans. You've got all the calls for violence. You've got Jim Carrey coming out, you know, in this photo we can put up on screen if we can, this new painting showing nothing but white people and Hitler heiling myself and Sean Hannity. Now, how racist is that to say white people are all racist and they're bad and expand that? That's not the expanded photo. Like click on it. I want to show. That's not the expanded either. It's this weird thing. I just really want it. I really want to. You just go to that Twitter and click the image. There you go. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to hand over the rest of the segment, the next, to Matt Bracken, who's getting into the climate, the preparations, everything, the way they're building up Hogg. Like he's God, the way you can't criticize Hogg. And I agree. I've said that before. Bracken, I wanted to bring this up. I've said, man, if the globalists set him up as a martyr, and then all the things he's pushed, and then we've got Hogg out there, no one's challenged it on his own Reddit, saying that he wants to come back that's Prince Charles and Prince Philip want to come back as a virus to kill you. He says he wants viruses, you know, basically in mosquitoes to reduce population, billions of people. It's just a crazy globalist religion. So we only got a few minutes here, 10 minutes next segment for you to finish up. But getting into the globalist religion, you started getting into that. This really is their religion. It's just pull down the West, attack Christianity. They'll ally with anything as long as it's anti-Western. It's like the little baby ducks that imprinted on hating America and progress.
Yeah, at the top of this pyramid, and it goes back hundreds of years. What was the guy's name? I think it's Adam Weisskopf.
Adam Weishaupt, Ingolstadt University, absolutely, Cecil Rhodes.
Right. Before the French Revolution, the Illuminati already existed. They grafted themselves into France. They were kicked out of Germany. He came to France, started the Jacobins, which were just named for a hall that they met in. The Jacobins then kicked off the bloody French Revolution. You know, they contrived an artificial food shortage using speculation that they could then blame on, you know, the free market system, the Catholic Church, et cetera, in order to spur their bloody French Revolution, the revolution of the guillotine, you know, people's collectives, the committees of public safety. It's interesting, the French Revolution, the people that brought out the guillotines, they were called the Committee of Public Safety. That's why we always hear we need to get rid of our firearms for public safety. Every dictator, before they take away the firearms, they say that it's in the name of public safety. That the Turks disarmed the Armenians before they slaughtered them. That the Nazis disarmed the Jews and others before they slaughtered them. There's a meme going around that says, you know, why gun control? Because armed people won't get on boxcars voluntarily. You know, and that's the long game. You know, going back to the very beginning with the Illuminati, Weisskopf also considered naming, instead of the Illuminists, he was going to name it the Hive Society, where you have a cast of super queen bees that are going to run all the drones. We're the drones. So you have these giant brainiacs that know all and see all. They're going to run society for the benefit of us moron drones that can't be trusted to make the right decisions. So that's what they've always perceived, is that society is a hive, and it has to be run perfectly from the top by the leaders, the elite caste. And what they see with the bitter clingers, us deplorables, we're rowing the wrong way. They have to force us to row the right
That's
way.
That's right. We're supposed to be the drones. They're the gods. And so they engineered society to make us dumb so they can control us. You're absolutely right. The Illuminati was set up to enslave everybody, to set up a new ultimate class, but they sold to the general public as working together and having no classes.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Matt Bracken, author, anti-terrorism expert, former Navy SEAL, really smart guy. He is breaking down, and I've got this write-up he sent me that he wanted to cover. And you might, in this 10 minutes we have, just go over this because you lay it all out, and it absolutely would be the move I would make if I was the globalist. Just like we said, the season of false flags is here right before Vegas. The stand downs are here. We're not saying nobody got killed. We're not saying it's fake. We're saying the doors are all left open. The checks that are there are turned off. And I've talked to CIA, FBI contacts. They say absolutely Islamist is absolute stand down. And these sources have been spot on every piece of information we've gotten. And, you know, we know they're trying to get EMPs into the Middle East. They're firing ICBMs in the whole civil war between Iran and Saudi Arabia that have tried to target Riyadh. Word is they've got mobile, smaller ICBMs they can put EMPs on. And at this, the time we're in right now, they're targeting L.A., Riyadh, and other areas. But they had uprisings planned for an EMP to hit Israel. I was told about that plan, and then suddenly I did see the spontaneous uprisings of the Palestinians. But I guess whoever was planning the EMPs probably got taken out. Matt Bracken, let's go 50,000-foot view, 100,000-foot view here. It's not just about America, but the globalists want the country taken out. It's not even so much about taking it over. They want it neutralized. They want it deindustrialized. And Trump's trying to bring the country back, so how will they use a false flag to derail things?
Well, yeah, you have to, the way that I look at it, the Second Amendment is not the target. Of course it is, it's a preliminary target, but it's a step.
It's an uprising mobilizer to get their people in the streets.
And to get a reaction. What they want is a civil war, a dirty civil war, to turn America into something that looks like Spain in the 30s or Argentina in the 70s. You know, assassinations, IEDs, you know, people, something that's important to realize, unlike countries, say, in South America, the Middle East, in those countries, the elites live in fortified, you know, condo complexes, things like that, you know, walled complexes with great security out to rifle range. They don't leave unless they're in an SUV or armada, you know. But in the United States, the people that run our government, they're called the Senior Executive Service, the SES grade, used to be nicknamed super grades. They're above GS-15 level. They're the generals that never go away. They're the civilian clothes-wearing generals of the bureaucracy. They are the deep state, the SESs. The SESs do not live like they would if they lived in Brazil or in Colombia in a fortified compound. They live in Bethesda, Chevy Chase, Falls Church, Virginia, in beautiful homes, but where you can just drive up to their driveway. If a civil war kicks off in this country, our elites, not just the senior executive service, but corporate titans, etc., their lives will be turned upside down because they don't have rifle range protection. This is a country, it's like almost a perfect storm. This is a country like Switzerland where a large percentage of the country could walk into their gun safe today, open their gun safe,
blindfolded, pull out a rifle, and hit a mailbox 400 yards away, standing up. This is, you know, this is hard for liberals to fathom. They mistake conservative lack of reaction for weakness, that we're just weak and afraid to resist them. What they're mistaking is our deep Judeo-Christian forbearance and tolerance. But there are millions of Americans that right now can walk out and hit a mailbox-sized target 400 yards away.
That's right. And instead of running around bitching and playing, they're making preparations in case they have to. Yeah. And that's the issue you're getting at. But like William Binney, he was the equivalent of like a two-star general heading up the NSA technical division. There's also patriots on the inside that get and understand what a tinderbox this is already and are trying to de-escalate things. But Soros is trying to throw fuel on the fire. But you're absolutely right. If they continue to push this in the battle space, they're the ones wanting a violent civil war. We're not saying that, but we should be publicly listing the individuals and groups and the governing civilian commander class that is to blame for this. If they kick it off, we shouldn't have a dumb civil war with the cops or with a bunch of, you know, brainwashed minority folks or white folks. We should understand this was a shake and bake operation, and people should be talking about who is the globalist in my city and where do they live, just so, just in case we know where they're at.
Right. And this, once this kicks off, it will be almost impossible to stop, because the people that are the big decision makers, they'll have to flee. It's going to be a bloodbath if this happens. And I would say that the vast majority of the people that march in the feminist marches, the gun control marches, they're just useful idiots, well-intentioned useful idiots. And in the case of the children's crusade, I call them youthful idiots, well-intentioned youthful idiots like David Hogg. And he might get his wish of immortality, but it'll be as a martyr.
Yeah,
to
let's talk more about that. They're going to spin it that we want David Hogg dead. That's the last thing we want. I agree. It'd be a good globalist move for them to attack. Did you see the two black folks that were connected to the army out of Texas up in Boston, caught with a bunch of hand grenades and guns, and they called the police on themselves?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You didn't get any attention. Guys, pull that up from Monday. A group arrested with guns and hand grenades in Boston. They were right over the children's march, the anti-gun march, and they had hand grenades and guns and all this. It got almost no attention. They called the police on themselves, had a surveillance camera in the hotel to see what the police would do, said they were secret government agents but won't say what, and the guy does have a DOD handgun license and all this other crazy stuff. That got almost no attention. What do you think that is?
Well, sometimes you have these, like, what they call red cell teams that are testing security. Sometimes these red cell teams can be bogus, or sometimes they can be, that can be a cover in case they're discovered. Oh, we were just doing a security check. You know, if they feel like they've been compromised, their fallback cover for action is, oh, we were doing a private security check just to show we're going to put it on the media how lax the security was. That's if they figure that they were compromised along the way. So, yeah, we're in very perilous times. The globalists push on every track that they can. What they're trying to do is keep us too busy, you know, like playing whack-a-mole. Meanwhile, we're being set up for the big one, which will be something like a concert or a stadium massacre. It will be by globalists against globalists. Or they will, some right-wing lunatic will be known and then allowed to carry out the attack because it suits their narrative. Remember, they believe the ends justify the means. Like Mao said, you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs. You know, we're just a bunch of dumb drones, and for our own good, they've got to manipulate us and get us running like a herd of sheep right off a cliff. And I just want people not to take at first face value if they see somebody like a David Hogg assassinated, you know, probably up close like Indira Gandhi or Anwar Sadat. But if they see that, don't accept the initial explanation. It'll turn out to be some, you know, right-wing militia kook that did it, and he's killed at the scene, you know, which is like the plot of this novel, sort of. Opens with a stadium massacre. But this is the kind of thing we're being geared up. The reason I wrote that novel is to try to de-escalate the chances of it ever happening by saying, look, fellas, it won't work because we won't believe it. You know, you're going to have to think of something else other than an assault rifle massacre. Well, after Las Vegas and the church in Texas and so forth, I'm not saying that the FBI does these things. I'm saying they might not exactly be pursuing them with all due diligence. either that or they're the most incompetent bunch on the history of the planet.
Let me ask you this real quick.
The Pulse Nightclub. Hmm? Pulse Nightclub, the guy's father, is FBI informant.
And the other guy connected to the FBI as well. Why do you think they're attacking InfoWars so much and are almost as obsessed with us as they are Trump? What are they so scared of?
Well, you're ahead, like me. I mean, I can relate to this. When you're ahead of the herd, even a lot of people in the herd will say, "Oh, he's too far out." Well, our vision might be a little further ahead of the herd. They need to snip us out. They need to blot us out. They can't steer the herd and stampede that herd towards the buffalo jump. If there's somebody
exactly,
over
they
there
don't
saying,
want us there stopping the stampede, right. Stopping their psychology agenda. Because they know we've derailed their operations over and over again, which is easy to do. The public doesn't already buy any of it. We just point out anomalies and it's game over.
Right. That's right.
We're
being steered for a buffalo jump, and we're pointing out that the Indians with the blankets are not, the friends of the buffaloes.
I can tell you, Matt, InfoWars itself, with our audience and all our guests, we've blown over 60 major globalist operations, big ones. Some of them billion-dollar operations. We've blown them sky high. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com. Thank you, Matt Bracken. We love you. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, President Trump is speaking live with representatives, leaders of the Baltic nations, Hungary, you name it. Those countries have been classically dominated by the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, or they have been dominated by Russia, and he's meeting with them. But he's also just said, he's live right now, but he just said, let's back up a few seconds if we can, the president just said that during the break that he wants to work with Russia. Well, Putin knows he's meeting with him, and he said, listen, we want to meet right now. You've already met with all of these other foreign leaders that are much smaller countries than us. You're not meeting with us. You're being bullied into not having any daytime. So this is a good thing Trump just said. Donald Trump has met with the enemy of Russia. Collusion. It's his own Justice Department. So they're trying to spin all that right now. Let's go ahead and go to the president while he's speaking.
And you can, and I know you're nodding yes, because everyone agrees when they think about it. Strong energy, the United States. My opponent was into other forms of energy like windmills. We're very strong on energy. We're essentially now energy independent. We're an exporter of energy. That is not a positive for Russia, but it's certainly a positive for the United States. We just passed a $700 billion military budget. Next year, $716 billion, the largest ever passed. We are going to have a military stronger than we've ever had before by far. That's not exactly a great thing for Russia. But that's the way it is. We're going to have the strongest military that we ever had. NATO was delinquent. They were not paying their bills. They were not paying a lot of states, as we discussed. They were not paying what they should be paying. Since I came in, many, many billions of dollars additional have been paid by countries that weren't paying, and now they're paying. And they will have to pay more, frankly. They're going to have to pay more. So there are many things that I've done, and not only the 60 diplomats. Germany did 4, France did 4, we did 60. There's nobody been tougher on Russia. And with that being said, I think I could have a very good relationship with President Putin. I think. It's possible I won't, and you will know about it. Believe me, this room will know about it before I know about it. It's a real possibility that I could have a good relationship. And remember this, getting along with Russia is a good thing. Getting along with China is a good thing. Getting along with other countries, including your 3 countries, is a good thing, not a bad thing. So I think I could have a very good relationship with Russia and with President Putin. And if I did, that would be a great thing. And there's also a great possibility that that won't happen. Who knows? Okay? Thank you.
Okay. If I may, Marianne, I would also like to contribute a little bit to your first question. As I reminded you all, we could trust the judgment of United States administrations and people even while we were occupied. We could trust your judgment when we regained independence and seek membership of NATO, for example. We could, because we are on a common foundation. You can walk around the mall and read. It's all written there. This foundation, our compass for both. And therefore, I trust the judgment of President Trump and his administration on that matter too. Now, on your concrete question on air defense, yes, we did discuss the deterrence capacity necessary to make sure that our deterrence is believable to everybody who might want to question it. But you know, equal partners don't come to talk to each other this way, that I come here to Washington to ask for visa freedom, or I come here to ask for, let's say, may you support me for this or for that.
All right, let's stop right there. Estonia is a NATO globalist puppet state that's constantly claiming Russia's doing stuff to them and trying to start some war. And it is, again, this is just the endlessness, and Trump has been bullied on the few failures into not meeting with Putin, which he should have met with him. He should have probably met with England, probably should have met with Canada, because they're neighbors, Mexico, that's, you know, and then met with Russia, then China, the EU, you know, down the line, Japan. Instead, we're a year and a half into the presidency almost, and never met with Putin. I mean, he's seen him at G7 and G20 events and shook his hand, but they're like, oh, he was sitting across the table and waved at him and said something. What was it? This idea that the president can't even talk to foreign heads of state. It's a separate branch of government. He's supposed to be talking to it. So the way they paralyzed talking to Russia, I have no Russian stocks. I'm not involved in Russia. I'm not like Hillary getting $100 million plus from it. Or Mueller on tarmac giving him uranium. Imagine if Trump had done that. They crucify him. They hang him by his toes. But Putin's watching Trump meet with these Baltic nations, some of which are good, some of which are neutral, some of which don't like us, some of which are globalists, some of which are EU puppets. He's like, you got to meet with me. So Trump really is paralyzed on the optics of meeting with Putin. And I think he should have probably met with Putin first, made a big joke out of it, and said, we're about to massively, you know, increase our energy output, and that's going to mess you up, Vlad, and, you know, I'm going to beef up our military, but we want to work with you. We're not going to try to take over these countries on your border. But instead, that's not happening. This is one I think Trump's failings, quite frankly. But Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. We'll talk about this in the next segment and some other things. But you were the guy that first said 80% of the bots that came out of Russia, and there was a very small amount of them, were actually pro-Hillary. That's now all been confirmed, running protests for Michael Moore. It's really outrageous how the Democrats had been heavily selling out to anybody that would pay them, like a $10 whore, and had gotten some Russian money. But what is your real view on this? And how long will this go? Because Trump really is starting to provocatively build up troops on Russia's border, really cut things off, really push Russia around. He's standing up to China some, too, but they're actually in our life. They're actually running our business, as you know. I just don't see the big fault with Russia. I'm not a Russophile. I just see it as a giant red herring to the globalist threat here inside our country that's orchestrating the caravan, the invasion, all of this crap.
Well, I think, Alex, it's clear that the Democrats created this whole Russian narrative because Hillary and Putin, as I show in Killing the Deep State, were being paid. They were virtually on the payroll of Putin. And they wanted to divert attention from the money they were getting for selling military technology to Russia under Reset and the Uranium One deal. I detail the bank accounts where they got the money, the offshore accounts where Hillary and Putin was paying Hillary and Podesta, and the oligarchs, the organized crime figures that were involved. I mean, of course it's normal for us to talk, as for the President of the United States, to talk with the head of Russia. And the idea that the Democrats have engaged in this reverse McCarthyism is absurd. It's bizarre. Donald Trump, I think, has now proven there was no Russia collusion. I believe Mueller's out of gas. And it's time for Donald Trump to normalize our relationships with all countries in the world, including Russia.
So you agree with me that I mean, how many months are we into the administration right now?
Well, we're into the second year, and I agree with you entirely that this is, you know, it's beyond time. It's past time for us to be, for Trump to be having a summit with Putin. You know, Obama did it any numerous times, and he promised he'd have greater
flexibility. And it would let Trump take control of the narrative during a 2 or 3 day summit. He could totally take control of the narrative and kill it all at once. He should have done it 2 or 3 months in. He should have done it. It's crazy. I just know Trump's wrong on this. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We got a lot of other news to cover with Dr. Jerome Corsi on the other side. The latest on QAnon. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
And that's why they hate us, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they're going after us. My lawyers have looked at it. We've had a totally new, it's been 2 weeks since they did one, just fraudulent, I mean, not reality-based lawsuit. We retracted it. We took the image down. Everybody else had it up there. We did it before them, of a guy that wasn't Nick Cruz. It was on the news. It was Nick Cruz. We said this is allegedly Nick Cruz. Didn't say the name of the guy that it was. Then this Democrat Party law firm sues us, saying we didn't retract, we didn't remove. We have it all where it was removed, retracted, registered mail. And then they put this big screed in the article, in the filing, that top lawyers have looked at it. Even the Daily Beast even admits it and says Jones can sue them for this. They don't have a case, but he can sue them anti-slapback. So it's just funny how they even get me licking my lip. Like, once a year I might lick my lip on air. They have, like, that freeze framed. It's just all like, it's like you're fighting a bunch of junior high students, but it takes money to even beat fake lawsuits. And then I got to do the slap back. I got to sue these people just so the next person that gets induced by the law firms to file a lawsuit that doesn't have merits knows I'm going to have to sue them. I said, they take a lot of money. That's the First Amendment. So please shop with the good guys. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We're stronger than ever. Our audiences are bigger than ever. Jim Carrey came out and attacked me and has Hitler heiling me and shows an audience of white people watching me, so anti-white. Last chance to get a bunch of products. BrainForce Plus, 50% off. The Real Red Pill, 50% off. CellForce, that's going to be called DNA Force Plus. That's 50% off. $50 off on the Alexa Pure Breezes that are competitors are $400 to $600. It's a good deal at $200. It's an incredible deal. At $150, it's incredible. 97% at Power Reviews. 489 reviews of the Alexa Pure Breeze. They certify that you did purchase it, by the way, to be on Power Reviews. It's just an incredible four-stage ion filter. Clean it like once a month. Just pull out the first stage, water hose it off. We sell replacement filters you get about once a year. We have replacement filters for the Alexa Pure water filtration systems as well. The lowest prices on that. We're the biggest distributor of the whole Alexa Pure family of water and air filters. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. We've got some amazing new products. Super Blue. Large bottles of the mouthwash. You can swallow it, though. It's a gargle. It's so healthy you can swallow it. It's actually a supplement with the iodine and the high-quality nano-silver. It's all there in a little spray bottle. You can refill with a larger bottle. And we've got those. You get all three of them together for $33. That's an incredible deal. But we've got them at three different prices at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have Immune Gargle 33% off individually or 50% off if you get all three of them together. We have are proud to bring you the new sizes and combos of the incredible Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle available at 33% off individually, 50% off together. There are no time better to try this powerhouse formula as its introductory offer. An incredible purifying formula with an all-purpose use. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle has a 1 ounce with spray bottle, 3.4 ounce or 16 ounce bottle. It's dentist recommended for daily use, whether you feel like you need to stay clean. It's just next level technology for your mouth, your gums, and your body. It's good for you overall. Not only is it powerful hand purifier, it can also be used orally to spread a small amount on your mouth, swish and swallow whatever you feel surrounded by toxins made by powerful yet simple ingredients. Immune Gargle has Super Blue, Nano Silver, the iodine, the silver sol, the peppermint oil. It's all there, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Okay, Dr. Corsi, in the time we have, because the Ted Nugent interview is coming up, and then Paul Watson, what else is on the radar with QAnon? Trump is striking back at the deep state, saying he'll put military on the border, the Soros UN-funded invasion force like Europe to get that first corridor through, to show them get through successfully, then it triggers everything. Shouldn't Trump, just under the Constitution, put the military on the border of California? They're involved in sedition. The American people are behind him. The Constitution's behind him. Sovereignty's behind him. It's time to break the back of California and their sedition.
Well, I agree. I mean, QAnon last night on a series of posts predicted that President Trump would put the military on the border. In a post, he said that there'd be a new immigration bill, that there's going to be a wall, and military start, in other words, the opportunity to defend the border from this invasion from Mexico, is the beginning of Trump's use of the military. Remember, QAnon's been predicting, and I've been saying and writing about for extensively, that the end game here, the counterattack that Trump is now beginning, you know, which I detail in the killing of the deep state, is going to end up in military tribunals. has gotten up with military tribunals that will ultimately press treason charges against both Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And I see every sign, and QAnon was telegraphing it last night, that we're going to now see this is the first use, but by no means the last use, of the military by Donald Trump.
Have the globalists not walked right into the trap here?
Yes, entirely. I mean, Trump is very good at turning this around. And, you know, the other thing that QAnon last night was really applauding was the appointment of this John Huber from Utah as a outside prosecutor to work with the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz. Q was pointing out some very important points, namely, number one, Huber and Horowitz can initiate grand jury indictments and prosecutions. And Huber begins with the 470 investigators that Horowitz already has working. So he gets a month-long head start. And the mission is going to be to investigate the Department of Justice and the FISA warrant process. And I think it's going to mean that people like even Comey had better lawyer up and better recognize on this tour he was either lying to Congress when he said the Fusion GPS was a unauthorized and not able to be validated document, or when he used it three times to get FISA court approval to do electronic surveillance of Donald Trump's campaign. One time or the other, he was lying. There are legal consequences of it. And Huber and Horowitz are on it. Everything Comey says in this book tour can be used against him.
But the crazy thing is Mueller is now looking at the UAE, Saudi Arabia, looking at England, looking at all this stuff that has nothing to do with his purview of looking into Russia. There's nothing there. So how can he then do a dragnet over the entire planet? Because we know during any election, there's outside groups that are going to pump money in. The Clintons, it was hundreds of times what Trump ever did. But they're going to find something in a presidential campaign, not that Trump even did it. How can Mueller just have the biggest dragnet in history?
Well, QAnon says basically Mueller's out of gas. And I've been saying this repeatedly. I mean, first of all, the only indictment against Russians are these 13 wacky Russians that posted some social media. Justice says they did not impact the election. And
they admit that over 80% of their activity was pro-Hillary. They were just mercenaries.
Precisely. And what Mueller's got to worry about, and I think this, and also Rosenstein, is the cover-up they did on the uranium bribery scheme that, you know, the Russians bribing in the uranium industry, the whistleblower William Campbell.
Sure, folks know that's all coming out. So obviously Mueller's desperate.
And Mueller is desperate. I think the, you know, picking up Ted Malik at the airport, you know, coming in from Boston to celebrate the holidays, Easter, with his wife's family, separating him from his wife, seizing his cell phones, issuing him a subpoena. This is disgraceful thug behavior.
And by the way, we broke all of that 3 days before the media had reported, and they gave us no credit. I mean, they admitted that you were the guy that broke it, but then didn't even say it was InfoWars.com. Thank you, Dr. Corsi. We'll talk to you again in the next few days. God bless. We're going to break. Thank you. Amazing things happening. A bunch of the videos we shot that were just little short clips of the Ted News interview got a million views, a half million views, 2 million views. One of them has 1,100,000 views, and that's how Ted Nugent will put it on screen for folks. Ted Nugent proves a shotgun is deadlier than an AR-15. But we want the big interview itself to get millions of views, and that's Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview. It's posted in full at InfoWars.com. We're going to air an excerpt of it straight ahead, but please email it out, make it go viral.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I love it. I love it.
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
The cure to fake news. Coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
The disease hates us. That's why it's after us more than anybody except Trump. I got to tell you, I am honored. I am really honored. I get mad at myself. We don't fight hard enough or drop the ball sometimes, but it always turns into something good because our heart's in the right place. I want to air just the first few minutes of the Ted Nugent piece. It's so powerful. Firestorm, the Ted Nugent interview, Infowars.com. I was just looking up during the last few breaks. Just the little clips of the interview we put out have more than 15 million views on YouTube alone. But, of course, the big hour-and-a-half awesome documentary will probably get like 500,000 unless you get it out to everybody. It's a weapon in the fight for the Second Amendment. But look at this. I was looking at Google during the break to see what they're up against and you know, to see how they're responding to us exposing that the fact that they're anti-Easter, anti-Christian. And they've got up here John Harrison, a clockmaker. Okay, great. So they celebrate a clockmaker. They usually celebrate communist or whatever in their doodle, but they wouldn't promote any Christian holidays like Easter or Christmas. And it just goes on and on from there. just like Apple. I mean, these people are anti-Christian for no reason. It's the Christian cultures. You'll have one African tribe as Christian, and they'll have literally 500 times the wealth of the animist tribe across the river, who are the exact same genetic group, but are shrinking each other's heads. Christianity, if really practiced according to the Bible, is what built civilization. Even if you don't believe in God, it's like, why is the left against it? Because the left wants the globalist to be God, and it stands in the way. They loathe Christmas. Google refuses to recognize Easter. All right, enough said of that. Paul Watts is coming up. I'll introduce him with a critical announcement on the latest Democrat Party sloppy, false lawsuit filed against us, so that's coming up. But right now, here's a little bit of Ted Nugent and the intro to Firestorm.
True Americana, baby. This song, Ted Nugent's fight for the Second Amendment and other rights, and the InfoWar. Match made in heaven. Here we come now. Amazing Texas ranch, and I feel like I'm following the white rabbit down the rabbit hole. There he is, right up ahead of us. It's good to be in America. It's good to be in Texas. It's good to have the Second Amendment, even though these bastards are trying to steal our damn birthright. We're going to win. We're going to stand up and not stop us. Thanks to folks like Ted Nugent and all of you out there.
We have the right to keep and bear arms, not just the king, the people. We the people have the right to keep and bear arms. If you try to take it away from us, we'll shoot you.
I'm kind of hesitant to even share this information, but once again, information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Power is the capability of correcting wrong.
I'm usually dead on with a bow, but I'm actually sweating because Ted Nugent's watching.
My name is Ted Nugent. I'm entering my 70th rock and roll year of the American dream, my 70th hunting season. I got 14 grandkids and 7 wonderful kids, the most beautiful, dangerous wife in the world, the greatest hunting dogs in the world. I have machine guns and everything I want in life, the best sounding band, the best grinding rhythm and blues rock and roll band in the world. We have reached critical mass, and I'm loving every greasy, gory rhythm and blues Motown minute of it.
Yeah! The people who hate me are haters because I'm so happy.
All right, folks, inside Ted Nugent's awesome ranch with his great wife and family, this is America. This is the heart of 1776.
Everybody want coffee?
Yeah, sure, we love some.
All right, here's some good Nugent Java. And I'm not kidding, this isn't Tom Petty coffee. My coffee is the only coffee that's ballistically coefficient. I like a good cup of joe, man.
News coffee, brought to you by Stay On Point.
Now, take a slug of that, Jones.
Yes, sir.
Some serious stuff. Starbucks can kiss my dead dogs without a nut. And here's the boss.
Now, man, that is rich.
Hey, wow. How are you?
Hey, it's awesome to meet you. I've talked to you for a while, but it's good to see you in person.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us here home.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Glad to finally meet you.
Hospitable environment here. I mean, don't give me this polite bull. Once I let you on my ranch, you're my friends. And as friendly as I am, I'm prepared to kill each and every one. The most important thing we can say, if I do say so myself, and I just happen to know what that most important thing is, before we get into the disaster that surrounds us, the dishonesty, the political...
We should celebrate the good stuff.
There are so many great Americans out there that get up early and bust their ass and live by the truth, logic, and common sense that we celebrate and promote. It is alive and well across this country.
And here's to them.
At the feed mill, at the hardware store, at the grocery store, at the coffee shop, at the schools, at the churches, everywhere I go, it's like truth, logic, and common sense. Second Amendment absolutists, earning your own way, saving for a rainy day, giving to the needy instead of expecting Uncle Sam to take care of them. So what you and I live by is not rare. It is approaching ubiquity across this country.
And they're trying to steal it because they're desperate and know that they've lost the culture war.
They really have. And academia, media, what the hell, the government itself in Hollywood, in my 70 years of clean and sober radaring my world around me, I watched the dumbing down of America manifest itself in all things liberal, Democrat, rhino, anti-constitutional infringement, oath violation that is running amok. But in spite of that, I'm living the American dream every day. I hunt, I fish, I shoot, I make music, I tour, I do charity work, I hang with working hard, playing hard Americans. So the positive spirit is still soaring across this country.
Well, I got to tell you, I know you did thousands of interviews during the election, and everybody gets credit, but if you hadn't worked your ass off so hard, I don't know if Trump would have got in.
I don't remember sleeping in 2016. What I did is I focused on Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, the reliably blue states. Every time they reported, what a nasty thing to say. The reliably blue states of Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. So I focused my attention on those three states, and I wallpaper and carpet bombed the media, scolding the conservatives, the licensed hunters of those states, 800,000 per state. And I scolded them that they didn't vote for McCain and Romney. You can't blame them, really, because McCain and Romney didn't represent anything that we believe in. But by not voting for McCain and Romney, they gave it to Barack Obama. And
they get all the judges.
Yeah, I went really nuts on him. And I didn't do it alone, but that was the driving force in those reliably blue hell zones. Because those states are not reliably blue. In fact, it's important to know, to talk about the positive. You look at a map of America, a political map, and it's just red as can be, except for the little blue high-crime smudges of liberal Democrat insanity, where liberal Democrats have literally brainwashed people to think that they don't have to earn their own way and that self-defense is not desirable and unarmed helplessness in gun-free zones will somehow keep us safe.
And if you think about it, those little cancer spots across the red-blooded map know that their time is running out. They admit that.
My favorite thing is not that you and I and everybody I know agree with logic, truth, and common sense. My favorite thing is watching liberals and Democrats attempt to make their points on television and not knowing how stupid they look. They are the masters of shooting themselves in the foot. So if you and I were to have a date with God, which, by the way, I think we do, and we said, God, could you design our foil? Could you design someone who could actually look so obnoxious and rude and dishonest and unkempt to counter what we believe in? He'd go, I already did. His name is Michael Moore.
Exactly.
Or Nancy Pelosi.
Or Hillary Clinton.
Or Hillary Clinton. Or Barack Obama. Or Eric Holder. Or Loretta Lynch. My favorite is, I think the Democrats, when they put forth the Pelosi's and the Boxers, and especially the Maxine Waters and the Sheila Jackson Lees, that struggle to form syllables. I couldn't have gone to Central Casting and go, could you create a big dirt bag to represent the...
Or the guy from Georgia that thinks Ireland's fluffy.
Yeah. Perfect, exactly. Let him talk. Give him the microphone.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
Sacred as the Second Amendment is, the First Amendment is not important because we can say what we want. It's because idiots can say what they want, so the rest of us can go, gosh, that's an idiot. So I think we're in a good place right now. And I think the fact that the left is so brain dead and comfortably numb.
Well, we're going to come back with more of this. The full interview's on InfoWars. It's a perfect video, except I'm in the shot too much. I kept telling him, stop putting me in the shot. God, that pumpkin.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.